From the very heart of evergreen forests, under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Plenty of spectacular sights and things in the azure waters of the Persian Gulf. One of these must-see places is the historical Loft Port. The beauties of this port village are many. Today, I've made a trip to Qesh in order to visit the Loft Village and see its beauties from a closer view. Loft is one of the villages of Qesh in Hormozgan province, located in southern Iran. Loft Port is situated in northwest of Qesh Island. Residents of Loft made trips across the ocean by sailing boats and traded with African countries as well as India since not very long time ago. Loft is one of the very hot and humid regions of Iran. The most important professions of the residents of this village include lunch building, lunch maintenance, and fishing. In addition to natural beauties, this village has placed really precious heritages, including Naderi Castle, the Portuguese castle, Tala Wells, as well as a historical cemetery which has inscriptions dating back to 1,000 years ago. I am now standing by one of the beautiful mosques of Loft Village. This mosque is white in color, and its presence in the blue context of the sky looks very magnificent. Well, there are 7 mosques in Loft, and residential districts are made around these mosques. These mosques, besides being places of worship, are also places for cultural and social congregations of the villagers. Well, let's see what's going on in the residential areas. My God! What beautiful houses! The houses of this village have all central yards and wind catchers. The wind catchers are made in different sizes and have transformed the Loft Village into the port of wind catchers. The architecture of these houses remind me of the city of Yazd. Thank you. I am now beside the Tala Wells in Loft. I have never seen such a bizarre thing like this. The bottom part of these wells have plaster layers, which make it possible for the water to stay quite cool and healthy for a longer period of time. The surface waters of the village, which have been collected by the sudden rains, flow to the Tala Wells and the main cistern of the village. One of the local people told me that the number of these wells is 366, which represent the number of days in a leap year, and that people used one well for each day. Well, to be honest, there are a lot of wells here, and I can't count them all. I am now by the shore. The beautiful launches of Loft residents are floating. Fishermen are busy catching fish. And the lovely sound of seagulls have doubled the beauty of Loft Village. I'm going to come back here in the evening so that I could have the opportunity to enjoy the beautiful moment of sunset. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.